tell you. I think it's time for me to finally introduce you to the whiner, 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 good, good girl. Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. Neb's on her way. Got a great show for you today. Thanks for tuning in on what I would consider a real fall day outside. The leaves have changed. Maybe I cut my grass for the last time. It's like wet. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you laid down in the grass, you would get wet. And it's going to be the same for the next 8 months. That's the deal. That's New England. It's beautiful. It's like 43 degrees outside. I feel alive, finally. And I got some great music to play for you here. So stay with us.
You know how we feel Saturday. Saturdays, when the moonlight beat up your face and let love spark.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO. It's just me still. Nev's still running late. We heard off the top, Twin Shadow, Saturdays. Sarah Smile by Daryl Hall and John Oates. Or Hall and Oates. I don't know. A lot of that stuff from like the 80s and 90s, it seems like there's been like a reconfiguration of how those artists are listed. Call in if you know about that. Cruel by St. Vincent, you know that song. Two Dancers by Wild Beasts. I don't know if that's exactly the version I was like looking for. That song has also sort of like gotten bifurcated and thrown into the mists. And you sort of have to grab the piece that you think is the piece that you think. But I remember that song being huge in 2009 when it came out. And it was just, there was just one song. And I'm looking it up, and there's like 1,000 remixes. There's like 2 versions of this song. Spinatron even was just like, what are you talking about? There's other versions, you know. Anyway. And this semester, I have decided that Stereolab is going to be backing me up because they're awesome. And they have their own record label. And that has helped me immensely in discovery of new music. There's also a bunch of Been listening to the Sacred Souls a lot too. That might come up. I have a job where I have to play a lot of music just in the background, and the Sacred Souls have really filled that need. All right, so if Nev was here, I'd ask her this question. Been thinking a lot about predestination, about the idea that everything you're gonna do, like, you're just gonna do it anyway, you know. And I think that there's a huge piece of that that's not just from sort of like the sacred world of religion or whatever. There's a piece of it that's also like, hey, the Big Bang happened, all of the momentum was established at that point, and everything inside you, all the molecules, all the physics that makes life possible, are just headed in one direction, and nothing is going to change that. All these interactions, though complex, though like sort of infinitely unknowably complex, are already preordained, and that really whatever you decide or whatever you're going to do, you were just going to do that anyway, because the momentum, like the fundamental force that put everything into motion, is already the die has been cast. So anyway, I don't know. It's funny. There's a New York article about this, about I think a professor at Stanford who sort of came to this conclusion, and almost like in a maximalist way came to this conclusion, and then realized, though that might be the case, it's also impossible to live your life that way. Live your life in like it's impossible to allow preordination to dictate any piece of your life, because if you do, it will make any relationship you have with any other sort of complex thing. So anything greater than, like, I don't know, like a media that you would consume, any sort of certainly co-created thing, any relationship with like a other living thing, anything that responds and reacts, and then you in turn respond and react, all that stuff, it going into those relationships with a sense of preordination is just going to make you look like a giant jerk. And it's essentially impossible to live your life that way. So regardless of if it's true, which is really fun, like really, really, really fun for especially the data-driven people that we are, to just basically be like, I have to ignore the fact that this might all be preordained in order to save my relationships. So anyway, I do believe Nev is on her way, and she's here, and I gotta go let her up. So cool. I'm gonna go do that. We'll pick it back up. Thanks for the requests, Anton. I know you're listening, and it's coming up, but not yet. All right, I'll see you out there. I said that to Nev. That was to Nev. I must believe in something.
so I'll make myself believe it. This night will never go.
Everybody wants to know, but he's ashamed. 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 Thank you.
There it is.
You were going to silence me.
I was.
For
that
being
was
late.
The, no, that and that also was just, you know.
I'm sorry, everyone, for being late.
It's okay. We had a brief conversation about predestination, and Nev's take was just like, nope.
No, I'm not gonna think about that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think that that might be a great topic for our void conversation.
I think that that's true.
In the future.
That's good.
So let's
good.
Put that in our back pocket.
We'll put that in the back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. October's the time for the void. We got the Death Cafe. Did you see the flyer?
I did. It's sick.
It's good.
It's
I don't know
awesome.
What that Latin is, but...
I think that just comes on Canva.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, let's put it in Latin so that like nobody knows
what's
what to
going
do.
On.
Yeah, that's I like that.
Yeah. Gatekeep, you know.
Yeah.
Girl boss, gatekeep, gaslight. You know the vibes.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Like
it's
Anastasia
from, it's
says
from girlhood.
That. Like you say that at your meetings. And that's like,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Right. We don't actually talk about anything. We just repeat back and forth to each other those three phrases as a sign of empowerment. That's what we do.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got it. You got to. I mean,
yeah.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know.
Right?
Talk about real things.
Topple the
talk about predestination.
The patriarchy. Is the patriarchy preordained?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. It is. It's an inevitable presence in your life. Anyway, here in the studio. There's this thing here that's, where have you been banned or kicked out of? And we're finding out that Nev's lived a pretty...
That's pretty crazy.
No, Nev's lived a life that... So these are fun because like you don't ever want to get kicked out of something or banned. But for some reason you read that and you're like, yeah, what's my story? Like this is set up to be like a good thing. You know?
For sure.
Not
especially
like,
in this context where it's like people that are just like a little bit alt.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A little
the radio.
Alternative.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Like if this was posted over at Tisch, the Athletic Center, like it would be like, no, that's bad.
Yeah.
You got kicked out of the Planet Fitness for like grunting too hard,
yeah.
which is a thing.
What is it? The lug alarm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who, if you've ever clicked that on someone, please call in.
I actually worked for Planet Fitness about one shift.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
I went home and cried in the shower after.
Oh my God.
Because it was this, it was just like such a sad experience.
Like what do you,
I mean, it was the one over here next on the Leslie campus, you know?
Yeah.
And it's in the basement. There's no windows. It's completely dark. It's only men just like the whole time.
Why? But I don't.
All I did was as soon as the man stood up from their machine, I went and spray.
They don't do that. That's their fault. They gotta do that.
No.
I've never been to a weight.
Don't go there. Don't go. I mean, I'm sorry if you love that place or you work there, but my experience was poor.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was just like, so you just followed these guys around. They were like,
basically, I stalked them.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That would be a bummer. Yeah. No windows.
It was.
That's good. Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like working at a gym. In some cases, it's like I'm seeing a lot of self improvement. I like see, but.
But honestly, a lot of gyms, I actually don't know if this is a fact, so you can fact check me if you want.
This is fast and loose. You just plow ahead.
All right,
that's it.
They hire people in order to motivate the people working out.
Interesting.
So the people that they hire usually are on the heavier side.
Okay.
In order to get their clientele motivated.
Interesting.
To work out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a meeting that I would love to be in. It's like there are meetings where they're going to decide that.
Yeah.
It would be the most insane thing of all time to be paid to talk about that. Because that's an extremely uncomfortable thing.
And it's just pretty crazy to be talking about it and be like, yeah, this is okay.
This is great.
This is okay.
The person who like suggested it, they're like, yeah, Dan, I think that.
That's genius.
We
marketing.
Could do that, you know? However, I've also heard that a big thing with like fitness places is that no one, if all the people who actually had membership, the goal for the Planet Fitness is that you have a membership and you never
you forget.
Go.
Yeah,
that's the deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
100%,
yeah, 100%. That would be great. I don't know. I went actually. You know what? I've been kicked out of Planet Fitness for when I did relief work for Hurricane Harvey.
Wow! Shout out.
Exactly. We were like, we had like 20 of us and we had been working in like, you know, houses and stuff.
Showers.
And we were like, let's go to the showers. And they're like, actually, you know what we can do? We can just like fake sign up because there's like a nothing due.
Yeah.
And so we like made up a fake name. I have like a standardized fake name that I use, Sasha Farrakhan. and I just will like write that down, and then that and then there was like pretty clear that we were never coming back.
Yeah.
Mainly because the people that I was with had kind of no chill and were just like, we're never coming back here. Write whatever you want, you know? And
so,
yeah.
That was your guys' fault.
And then they came into the showers and they're like, anybody who like just came in here, you're out of here. And we were like particularly dirty. Like there was, this was not like, let's just rinse off here. This was like, I'm pretty sure I'm covered in like wet, moldy insulation.
Have you ever had to kick somebody out of somewhere?
Yes. I currently run a nonprofit in Somerville that there have been a lot of people throughout the ages that have sort of wandered in. Mostly, I would say this, my fault. I do a terrible job. We're also listed on Google. And it's extremely unclear
what it is.
What it is. Because it's gone through many iterations.
Yeah.
And maybe that's like a task for today, is to go under, find out how to get back into the Google account and to be like, all right, I need to change this to like be actually what
business.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Because it's always, they're always like, hey, are you open for Easter? And I was like, oh, geez. Like, I pity the person who's like, ooh, I got to go over. I've been waiting to go over there. But there have been several people, mostly when I'm, I guess if they came when I wasn't there and it was just locked, whatever. But like, that have just sort of walked in and have been like, is this this? And I've been like, no. But you can hang out. Like, I'm not out here kicking anybody out. But then there have been a handful of people that are just like, you've been here for a long time.
Yeah.
I need to go home.
Exactly.
I'll see you out there.
But like, have you ever had to kick someone out like aggressively?
Kick someone out aggressively. In college, I ran a venue. I ran a music venue under the couch in Atlanta. R.I.P. Doesn't exist anymore.
That's really sad. That's a great name.
Yeah. The Georgia Institute of Technology. This is like the reason I don't wear their shirts. Is they like ended under the couch a few years after we graduated.
Bummer.
Yeah, like if I ever get famous enough for them to ask me to do like the keynote speaking, which is kind of like, I really think that I'm on that trajectory, is that like get called back in to do like a commencement, I'll like make a big deal out of like, you need to reinstate under the couch.
What is this path forward that
this
you
is,
think
is
going to
this
get
is,
you famous
this is
enough
what
for
I
this?
Would call my wildest dreams.
Your wildest dreams?
Yes.
Okay. But you feel like you're on the path.
I feel like...
You're thinking it's not too far away.
I've looked at a lot of people that have given commencements, because I think the commencement these days is kind of a gimmick. It's like, we're going to get, you know, we're going to get Pharrell to do it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's that. And it's... I'm not... Well,
so
it's
you think that you're on the same level as Pharrell.
I think that... For the particular school that I went to, there's not a ton of, like, I think Pharrell did NYU's, which also Pharrell is just like an insanely talented person. There's a bad example. Like, I think that that's like, he's teaching classes.
I
there.
Think it was a bad
yeah,
example.
I think that that's, I think I'm going to back off from that. I think that like, I, like a larger state school, not a lot of swag in the graduating classes of Georgia Tech. So like anybody that's sort of like just made up, because there's a plenty of people that it's like, I've worked for NASA for 3,000 years.
Yeah.
And I could come and talk to you guys about engineering.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, whatever. But what they're trying to do now is they're trying to get like sort of these gets where they're like, what if we had an actor? And it's like, no actors ever went to Georgia Tech. No like comedians, no, you know, whoever.
But what about radio show hosts?
Exactly. Radio show hosts of other schools that run like... nonprofits with ill-defined mission statements.
Yeah.
That I think that that's I think
the sweet
you stick
spot.
At this.
Yeah.
I think that they'll probably pull us both in, you know? I think that's I think that they're like
I'll
you
probably
just
get an honorary
have
degree.
This and then back. Oh, that's you get to you know this? You get to choose what degree you get.
Really?
When you get the honorary degree.
So you could choose like a bachelor's
in whatever major you want.
That's awesome.
I've already decided mine would be Egyptology.
Egypt.
Because you could sort of just throw that out there and people would be like, whoa.
He would be really impressed. But then what if they were like, whoa, give me a fact.
Exactly.
And then
you know, who were the pharaohs?
And then you
and you're like, I gotta back off. This is tough.
That's just gonna get embarrassing for you.
One time, me and one other person had to forcibly remove me and I'm just gonna say his name, Michael Tomczak. This wasn't at Under the Couch. Because I actually didn't ever have to put any muscle into that place was just weird and mm-hmm. People were just kind of hanging out anyway. Actually, this is what I did. I would just start playing terrible music after shows. Because after shows, people would linger.
Yeah, they do.
And it was always funny.
I hate the lingering.
Exactly. So people are like, let's hang out and talk. And the problem is that you know, after the show plays, as the soundboard guy, it's a really like big deal to like figure out what songs you're going to play after that.
Because
you want people to be like, oh, yeah, nice. Okay, Radiohead. You know? And then mm-hmm. like what happens though is then I would always play you know the band Fleet Foxes?
No.
This is like a folk band.
No.
I was following this guy. I would play that and I would literally watch people be like, I gotta get out of here.
This is not the vibe.
Yes.
Personally, I hate lingering.
Yeah?
Personally, not just other people lingering. I don't like lingering myself.
So you're... Are you, like, beating traffic or are you, like, just hanging out? Like, are you, like... Okay, you're at a Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I leave an hour before the game ends.
Because you're like, I'll get out of here.
It's not even, like,
I'll get
any,
something to eat.
It's, like,
what
no
if it's
considerations.
Like a, it's, like, a close
just,
game...
No,
it's 4-4.
I just don't
against the Yankees.
I don't
and you're like, I don't.
To
I'm
linger.
Out.
I don't care to sit there and just like. I hate the like after talk. I hate the like.
Wow.
The like post talk.
What are you
do.
Talking about? Where people are just like, hey, thanks for coming to this thing.
Or
your relationship means a lot to me.
God,
let's
I'm
talk about how
that.
Like. So okay, here's the here's the ultimate one.
Yeah.
A movie.
Oh no! I'm out before the even
so
the post credits.
Like, here we are,
the post
the movie,
scene.
And you're like letting it wash over you.
No, I'm like,
and you're
up
looking
and out.
At Juan, and you're like, get the car. You start the car.
I had no idea that there's a thing like a post credit scene.
Oh,
until,
yeah, those and, are stupid. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, tough, tough. Okay. That's a tough opinion. That's a tough. Opinion.
No, like they are, because it's like you have to sit here and do this whole thing.
So then, what? You just sit there and you just watch the credits roll. Like you
no, yeah, you
received
talk.
The
I don't
movie,
like yeah, but
you received the movie, you got it into your eyeballs. If you want to do the like whatever the post talk. If you want to do that, do it on your way home. Like why you got to sit in the theater?
There was oh my God. There was I was visiting Boston, okay?
Okay.
And I was with a bunch of people. Not anyone okay. you know.
Okay.
I feel the need to say that.
Okay.
And we went and saw the movie Spotlight at the Somerville Theater. Okay.
Great theater.
And it like, you're watching and you're like, oh shoot, you know, and it's mm-hmm. like a powerful movie and you're, the powerful performances, obviously like long term,
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta talk to someone about this.
Yeah.
So we kind of like meandered out. We were in the lobby. Then we meandered across the street. We got some pizza and I like consider that one of my core memories.
Wow. Good and good for you.
So you're just like
no,
I just
out.
Watched this movie.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not gonna talk to you in the theater, in the lobby.
Yeah.
In the car, are you already
yeah,
on like
I know,
the
I
next
know.
Thing?
In the car. I will decompress in the car.
Okay.
I think the car's fine.
Like what'd you think of that movie?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'll actually tell you.
Yeah, now I will tell you my opinion. I just don't like the
But it's silence.
Yeah, all the way out.
All the way out.
All the way out.
Just
from
stone
the seats,
face.
From the seats to the lobby to the car.
There it
nothing.
Is.
Yeah. You have no idea what my opinion
walking,
was on the movie.
Walking like as fast as you possibly can.
Correct.
And you're like not even pausing to put your jacket. You're like putting your jacket on while you're walking. Because you're
100%.
Like, I can't. There will be no pause.
Yes.
Wow.
If I have to stand still for 2 seconds, I'm going to scream.
And you see people lingering and you're like dodging them?
Yes.
Okay.
I really.
That's tough.
Really can't stand
Gosh.
Lingering. Lingering really bothers
this
me.
This is
like,
insane.
This is like...
Because I'm a lingerer. Does that mean I drive you crazy? Does that mean like when we're doing stuff and you're like, I gotta freaking get out of here?
I mean sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Now I know.
True. But this is also the case when we do our larger meetings for our organization.
Our organization.
Our organization. The lingering.
Yeah.
Oh man, it drives... Because we are a group of lingerers.
Everyone's lingering.
Everyone's
lingering.
Yeah.
Yep. People yep. are like, I'm just going to like put the kettle on one more time.
We're going to show up 30 minutes early just so we can linger.
Yes.
That
one particular person
yes.
is out here
lingering.
Like rolling in early, lingering, but then actually leaves pretty like is actually
yeah.
like a there's a
they
like, turns into a pumpkin
they like
at
the
an exact
pre,
moment.
They like the pre-linger.
Yes.
Yeah, they like
the
pre-party linger.
That is true. Yeah. That actually there are a few people in my life that like we throw parties and they come over like half an hour early and they're like, nah, we're just kind of here.
Tegan.
Yeah.
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 Come
we'll just
early.
Say, we'll just
leave
say
early.
Name. We'll just say
we'll
your name.
We'll just say your name.
We'll
you know what?
Name.
And we love you for it.
Yeah, you're great. Please come. It's nice. It's nice to have.
It is.
I think that decreases my stress level.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
I
when
agree.
We do these organizational things.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Anyways, let's play some music.
Yeah,
we'll take
we've been
a deep breath here. Yeah,
we've
okay.
Been
all right.
For a
okay.
While.
Right.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, it looks like we lost the internet here, so I'm gonna have to do some of this. You want to read a PSA? Yeah, let's read a PSA real quick.
PSA.
While this figures itself out.
You know what? Let's read this one.
There's that. Is that one over there? That
Ooh,
one's good.
Ooh, that's
that
a good one. That's a good one for that good now one. That the weather is getting cold. Yeah, it's cold out there today. Stay warm. I wore a skirt because I chose cute over functional, and sometimes that's the way it goes. So if you chose cute over functional today, like me, stay warm. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Market friend. sky. I still wonder, there's a message get to you.
To me, how can I find a way
All right, yeah, that last one, Words, the 1982 version. Shout out to Anton. That was a request made earlier today. I'll get you his number so that you, I don't know. You can't hear me, can you? No? That's all right.
No, I heard you. I heard everything you said about Anton and his number.
Yeah, we'll get it. So then we'll start a group chat. We'll group text of everyone who listens to the show, and it's the three of us.
Good.
And then that way we can discuss.
And my sister. We'll get my sister.
And your sister.
In there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's out here listening.
That's good. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Ammo.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Wasn't that what they called her when she was at Tufts?
Don't even mention that. Don't even mention that. But you are correct. You're not
all
wrong.
Right. Tarzan Boy by Baltimora was played before that. Margaret Fresh by Broken Social Scene. Stick around for music you might otherwise miss with our friend TK, who's in the studio now. This is Fast and Loose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. On behalf of myself and Nev.
That's me.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
I motioned. Like, hey, you want
to
do...
You're motioning to me, but then you're also just like... You're not leaving me the space,
saw
you know?
I was like, what am I telling... Like, what was my motion supposed to tell you to do? Like, read the rest of the WMFO Medford. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll communicate better next time, but...
Will we?
No. Yeah. But until then, I love you.
Until that point. Great. We'll see you. Have a great week.
WMFO in Medford.